Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It is good to be with you once again this lovely rainy afternoon. Isn't it wonderful to live in LA? Earthquakes, rain in July.
Right.
Yeah.
Where else can you get this? It's all free.
Couldn't be better.
I welcome you with all my heart. There is no real purpose for you being alive. Ponder this. There's no special or real purpose for you to be alive. What are you here for anyway?
To complain.
Exactly. What has man actually done for this earth? Or for the universe, if anybody? Who do we think we are? We're nothing. We have no reason to exist. And as a matter of fact, you do not exist. You have never really existed. But when you take a look at history, you will see what has mankind really achieved. With all its saints and sages and everybody else. Nothing has happened. Civilizations have come and civilizations have gone. And where are we now? Nowhere. We think we're so important. We're born, it seems, we go through experiences, we have a profession, we make a lot of money, perhaps, then we get old and we die. But it goes deeper than that. What is the real purpose? There is no purpose. It's all a cosmic joke. There's no reason for you to be alive, to be here. This may sound strange, it may sound like an insult. It is. It is the truth. And the truth hurts. Really, you think you're so important, you come here to do certain things. You ask somebody why you're here on this earth, they say, well, I come here to accomplish great deeds. I come here to get enlightened, to find myself. That's not true. The enlightenment is already here. It doesn't need you. You're not wanted by anything, by anybody. You're a complete failure. There's no valid reason for being. If you think this is true, you'll see I'm right. In truth, you do not really exist anyway. But the illusion of your existence makes you think that you're important, that you're somebody. This is why we talk about being nobody so much. For there's nobody. Yet, no matter how I may state this, you appear to be real. You appear to have a body, you appear to go to work, you appear to get up in the morning, you appear to go to sleep, you appear to eat. And you're going through all these rituals and all this nonsense as if it's going to last and continue. But as you know, soon you'll be 6 feet under. It'll be burnt, whatever you do with yourself. So what good are you? What do you want?
Out.
This is why it's important to wake up. Because you were never asleep. So who wakes up? Therefore, nothing is important. But you think it's important. And as long as you think it's important, you give it power. And it increases the intensity of livinghood, making you feel more and more so-called alive, making you believe that you are living in this world, accomplishing great deeds, doing things. Therefore, the beginning of wisdom is the understanding that there's no wisdom. There's nobody to have any wisdom. Can't you see the more you try to analyze things, the more you use your brain to function in this plane of existence, the more you pull into what we call Maya, into nothing, into illusion. All of your dreams, all of your hopes, all of your ambitions are down in the toilet. There's nothing left for you. There's nothing that you have to become or be. Think of all the people running around looking for liberation, looking for realization. Who wants to be liberated? The ego. There's no ego. There's no one to be liberated. But you continue doing it. You continue carrying on your deeds. You continue believing that you exist. Remember, never put lion's milk in a clay pot. So why are you here? You want a teaching, you want a lesson, you want a mantra, you're looking for the way out. All this keeps you back. Your searching, your seeking keeps you back. It doesn't make you fulfilled. It doesn't do anything for you. Awakening is a joke. Liberation is a joke. My sitting here talking to you is a joke. So where you think you have to find something, you think you have to achieve something, you think you have to become something. This is what the scriptures mean by attachment. You attach to your mind and its false beliefs. The so-called mind tells you that something is this way and something is that way, and this is good and this is bad and this is right and this is wrong. And you react to it, bringing more problems into your so-called existence. But wouldn't it be beautiful if you can just awaken one morning and realize you don't exist? That you've never existed, no one exists? There's no existence whatsoever. Then where would you be? Who knows? But as long as you believe that you exist, you're going to stick up for your rights. You're going to fight for survival. You're going to seek wisdom. It's all very funny to me. Even when I tell you to wake up, there's really no one to wake up. When no one's ever gone to sleep. To wake up, you have to be asleep. Who sleeps? You may say the body, the mind. But there is no body, there is no mind. There never was. All the teachings you've been through are a waste of time. They're struggling, running all over the world looking for masters and teachers, reading all these scriptures in detail. To what avail? Why do you think you need these things? All you really have to do is understand what I'm talking about. Ponder what I say. And then forget it. Do not hold on to thoughts, to words, to messages. The reason a bird sings beautifully and exists so beautifully is because it doesn't know it's a bird. It doesn't know it's anything. It has no idea what it is. We give it the name bird. We could have given it the name cow. We call a bird a bird, and we call a cow a cow. We give names to all of these things. But these things just are. They aren't here, they aren't there, they aren't good, they aren't bad. They just are. And it's the same with you. You are not this and you are not that. You just are. There's nothing you have to do. Absolutely nothing you have to do. Think of all the years you spend studying. Where's it all going to lead? What will become of it? You may have altruistic attitudes, believe that you're doing good for the world, for the future of this world, but this world has no future. It never did, never will. As I mentioned in the beginning, we have had millions of civilizations on this earth. They've come and they've gone. Civilizations have surpassed where we are now. It's all gone. What I'm trying to say is you can't do any good for anybody. Everything is right just the way it is. Nothing in this world needs improvement. The improvements idea come into your own mind. You believe you're a person, you believe you think. Then the ideas come to you what you can do to improve the world. And you try and you try and you try. To no avail. You must know yourself as no thing. Do not look at yourself as something. Always bear in mind that there's absolutely nothing you have to do. This is how you become happy, peaceful, joyous. When there's nothing in the mind, happiness itself becomes prevalent. Awaken from this mortal dream. When I say this, ask yourself, who has to awaken? Who is there that has to awaken? the way to make progress, if there's any progress will be made, is by contradicting everything I say. Again, when I say wake up, ask yourself, who's there to wake up? When I say drop everything, inquire who is to drop everything. In other words, what you're doing, you're saying there never was anybody or anything that has to wake up or to drop. Nothing like that exists. There's no one that exists like that. Can't you see now why there's nothing to say, really? Can you see why all the words are redundant, superfluous? We can play all sorts of games if we want to. Do all sorts of mantras. Tantra techniques. We can do all these things, but for what? What avail? You just have to know that you're nobody. There's absolutely nothing to do. And that no one exists. This relieves you of everything, doesn't it? It relieves you of all responsibility to yourself, what you think of yourself, and to the world. Again, what I'm telling you will not turn you into a vegetable. When you just sit on a log and contemplate your navel. If you're listening to me correctly, you will do whatever you're doing now, but you'll be happier than you've ever been in your life, because you'll realize it doesn't matter. You'll know there's nobody really doing anything. Yet you will be doing your work that you usually do, if you want to do that. You'll appear to be living a human existence. But you will know there's nobody left to do anything. The doer is gone. There's no doer. The doer has been completely wiped out. Some of you still believe that if you become this way, you become sort of sarcastic and belligerent. You will not care, you will not be loving and kind, but this is not true. On the contrary, as you drop everything, as you let go of all of your preconceived ideas, your dogmas, as you forget all of your rituals and all the things you've been doing all of your life, what we call love begins to function as you. What we call compassion begins to function as you. Loving kindness, peace. These attributes automatically take over. For you have lost all fear. When you have lost all fear for existence, love automatically takes over. But as long as you fear existence and you think something is wrong somewhere, then the mind builds up all kinds of pictures. And you have to go out and defend yourself and do things for your own self-aggrandizement. Never put ghost smoke in a wooden pot. more to play Thump the Guru.
Yay.
We have many stumpers today.
Or stumped people.
You have said that we are creating the dream, both sleeping and waking. In the past 24 hours, I have started to live that, not just know it intellectually, and really see that everyone in my life is really me. It is totally freeing. Thank you. Love, Howard.
You're welcome. That's not a stumper.
That's a statement.
Me either.
Next case.
All right. One page is on. Oh, okay. When you refer to the entire universe as disappearing when one is asleep, don't you me for him or her only? Don't you me for him or her only? I don't get that. Another person could walk in and see you sleeping, and maybe a cat, etc. The same universe that the one who is sleeping witnessed are created. Any comments?
Yes. How do you know this is happening when you're asleep? When you're asleep, you're not aware of anything. There is no universe. You're saying there may be a cat coming, and somebody may come and observe you sleeping, and life is going on while you're sleeping. You don't know this. What is going to say when you're sleeping, this is happening. When you're in sound sleep, as far as you're concerned, you are dead. There's no universe. You're out of it completely. The cat that may walk in or the person that walks in does not exist as far as you're concerned. You are not alive to this universe, to this world, when you're sleeping in deep sleep. This is the way death appears to be. When you decide to leave your body, people are still doing things, but it has absolutely nothing to do with you. Thank you. For everything is your dream. And when you're in deep sleep, you're in between dreams. So there's nothing happening for you. You see what I mean? When you're dreaming, you create a new world with all kinds of people and all kinds of conditions. And you wake up. You wake up to this world, and this world appears real to you. And when you go to sleep again, you do not dream, nor do you wake up to this world. So they're both gone. They don't exist. They've never existed. The difference between the sage and the average person is the sage is living the waking dream. The sage appears to be dreaming, just like you do. Only the sage is in the sleeping state, so to speak. Where there's no dream going on in the light of the world. There's no dream world, there's no this world, which is also a dream world. The sage is able to see this clearly. That there's only the one. And there's nothing else. There's no dream world, and there's no waking world, which is also a dream world. You have that experience too with the night when you go into deep sleep. Only another wake to deep sleep. Whereas the sages awake to the deep sleep state, the fourth state of existence. After waking, sleeping, and deep sleep.
Beloved Robert, could you talk about the importance and necessity of the teacher for full self-realization and how the relationship between the teacher and the student works?
The teacher is really yourself. You have created the teacher to wake you up. The teacher would not be here if you were not dreaming about the teacher. You have created a teacher out of your mind in order to awaken you to yourself, to see that there's no teacher, and there's no world, there's no universe, there's no God, there's nothing. You've done this all by yourself. Congratulations. So this is your dream. This is what you're dreaming right now. There's a teacher sitting in front of you, explaining all these things to you. And that you have to awaken sooner or later. But if you will go further than that, and you will see that in truth you're already awake, then all of the rest will disappear. But while this is going on, there's a relationship, a sacred relationship between the students and the teacher. For the game that you're playing, that you have created yourself, is again, you have created this teacher to be your teacher, to teach you to wake up, which you're really awake, but you don't know it. So you have to have a teacher to wake you up. The teacher gives you teachings and gives you grace and lets you understand that you're already awake and that you're at peace. And you take care of the teacher. Physically, financially, and otherwise. It's all a reciprocal game. But it's your game, it's your dream. It's what you're doing. Therefore, awaken now and be free. Next case.
That's it, Robert.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has stumped the guru yet. Anybody have anything they'd like to say or add?
Yeah, I got some just fun.
Good. You're a lot of fun, friend.
For a long time after I got sober, I'd have dreams where I was drinking. And they're bad dreams. They can be nightmares. But when I woke up, I'd say, oh, thank God, it's just a dream. And I wonder when we really wake up, it'll be a similar feeling about the waking state.
Exactly.
It was, oh, thank God. Last time I had one, I was sweating and shaking like this. It took two or three minutes to realize that it had been a dream. But I had a feeling it would be a similar.
It's a similar experience, you're waking similar. But while you're here, do not think the world is good or bad. It's okay to be in this world dreaming like you are. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Enjoy it. Take the good out of it.
I differentiate between good and bad, that's judging.
But when I'm a slave of God, I don't take the Satchitananda out of it. Discernment. But I don't hate the world.
It's my bag.
All is well. Mary, would you like to read the Ani?
I'll have this memorized one of these days.
Then we'll change it.
Then we'll change it. For a Yani who has realized the identity of his inner being with the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He has firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchitananda Atman. The continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the Yani only as an illusion, the appearance of which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him till the time when, after the decease of the body, he wanders not forth but remains where he is and what he is and eternally was, the first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman. While living, and even when the body falls dead, the Yani rests in his own essential nature, his own Svarupa, that is all full, all pure, timeless consciousness and bliss. The following assertions, made by a Yani, constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom, absolute. A Yani lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not, sins stain him not, birth and death touch him not. He is free from all cravings and longings. He ever rests in his own Satchitananda Svarupa. He sees the one infinite self in all, and all in the infinite self, which is his being. He remains forever as the infinite self of consciousness and delight.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
We have some delicious prasad.
It's kosher.
Yes. Prepared by our own chef, Ruth.
Oh, my goodness.
Ta-da! And it's been...